Podcast. I'm your host, Ronald Lee, and this is episode number 1676. Today's episode is titled, Economy.
If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
This article discusses the economy and various indicators that measure economic performance. It describes how growth in an economy is measured, and explains how the slowdown in momentum towards the end of the year may be due to higher interest rates eroding demand. Dash. Economic indicators measure the performance of different economies and their output. These indicators are used to identify growth, contractions, and levels changes in the economy. They also measure global economic activity and help analyze various aspects of an economy, such as the goods and services produced by countries, how much the residents of an economy consume goods, etc. The economy section in reports provide information about the performance of different economies by measuring economic indicators such as GDP, employment rate, inflation rate, consumer spending, etc. These are all macroeconomic performance indicators, which encompasses the economy as a whole. Macroeconomics is the study of economic factors such as production, consumption, investment, international trade, and the economic growth of a nation. It also includes supply and balance of prices and money supply in the market. GDP, or gross domestic product, is the total market value of all goods and services produced within a country over a given period of time. It is an important macroeconomic indicator that measures economic growth in terms of production and consumption. Another indicator that measures performance in gross domestic product is consumption trade balance, which measures net exports or imports between countries. This helps to measure the strength of domestic consumption distribution to GDP in regards to domestic products' economic growth. A market-based economy is an economic system that allows market-based economies to operate. This type of economy is driven by the demand and supply of goods and services determined by the participants, or economic agents, consisting of consumers and producers. In a market economy, individuals and businesses engage in the exchange of goods and services with money as a medium of exchange. The demand for goods or services determines what is produced and supplied by producers. The price mechanism determines how much a good or service will be demanded or supplied at a certain price point through barter, credit, or debit value. This is how the economy manages to provide critical economic opportunities. The informal economy is not regulated by governments, so it does not have an official currency or transactions recorded in a ledger. Instead, goods and services are bartered for or exchanged for goods and services. It is important to note that the informal economy cannot be ignored when looking at the financial side of an economy, as it can provide a great deal of vital economic activity. The term real economy refers to the production and distribution of goods and services, while paper economy refers to financial markets and activities related to buying and selling assets such as stocks, bonds, and derivatives. The financial sector plays a key role in distributing trade and helping the real economy thrive by providing credit facilities for businesses so they can expand their production, distribution, or sales operations. The economy is measured through the use of many economic indicators, such as labor statistics, domestic product report, and taxes less subsidies. Federal Reserve policy also affects the U.S. economy, with policy tightening cycles bringing about lower levels of economic growth and higher levels of unemployment. Commerce departments are also important to consider when measuring the economy's performance, since they collect data on production and consumption from producers and resident producers in all industries. The federal government has expanded their joint data sources over the years by showing sources such as gross domestic product and gross domestic product data to measure economic growth in the country. In addition to that, it is important to look at how taxes, subsidies, and other government policies can affect the overall performance of the U.S. economy. According to data released Thursday, the U.S. economy grew by a 2.6% annualized rate in the third quarter of this year. This is higher than the expected 2.9% pace and is a significant improvement over the 3.2% pace of growth seen in October. This increase in gross domestic product is considered to be the broadest measure of economic activity and could indicate that there are better times ahead for U.S. citizens. The shockingly resilient consumer has kept the market cooling inflation and fueled robust economic growth. This allowed for a strong job market and expected consumer spending to remain strong despite fears of a recession. According to
recent Commerce Department data, inflation allowed Americans to spend more in the third quarter, which helped boost overall U.S. economic activity. This is why chief economist Mark Zondi declared it a real achievement that U.S. GDP rose by 2.3% in the third quarter. This was ahead of most economists' expectations and marked the strongest pace of economic growth since the first quarter of this year. Jobs are still being created in America even though unemployment is high, which could be an indication that consumers will continue to drive economic growth forward in the coming months. The declining price index and historically high inflation have been battled and the economy has escaped recession. Inflation is rising interest rates, which took Fed's rate hikes, showed a downturn in the fourth quarter. A recent GDP report showed that the economy flirted with recession, but consumer spending and exports kept it afloat. The report confirms that real gross domestic purchases expanded at an annual rate of 3.2% in the third quarter of 2019, and that overall GDP grew at a 2.1% pace in the same period. The fading activity among businesses suggests that economic growth could slow down in the fourth quarter as consumers battle with rising inflation and higher interest rates. With slowing demand, companies have sold many of their inventories and are now reducing stock. This has been seen in inventory accumulation and trade inventories, both of which have undercut growth and could be seen in the latest GDP data. In addition, businesses are not placing new orders as frequently as earlier parts of the year, leading to an outsized effect on overall growth. This suggests that imbalances between supply and demand could become more evident during the holiday season when consumer spending is usually high. The lower oil prices, which have been a major factor in the moving consumer price trend, have helped to boost consumer spending. However, higher interest rates are eroding demand and remain a challenge to maintaining the U.S. economy. The Fed's rate hikes have also boosted consumer prices, but the improved supply chains and maintained U.S. economy appear to be helping keep inflation in check for now as retail goods enjoyed strong sales in the fourth quarter of 2019.
This was Economy by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1676. My name is Ronald Lee, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.